Hi, and welcome to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a very, very, very short film with Chad Meisenheimer.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. The film's called Night Night.
That's correct.
And it's like, what, 2.5 minutes? Maybe under three, I think?
Actually, it's 3 minutes and 41 seconds.
Okay, I apologize. You had credits, so...
Right? Yeah, it's a short, a micro short.
Oh, is that what you call them? They're called micro shorts?
Yeah, a lot of film, because like right now we're going on the film festival circuit, and they call them micro shorts, and I'm like, I usually make shorts usually between 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So this is like my first like really like real short. So they're like, oh yeah, it's a micro short. So I was like, all right, I guess that's what it's called.
That's awesome. I've never heard of micro shorts. Is this a new thing?
I think it is because it's new to me. I've been doing this for like over 14 years, and I've never heard of it.
So, do you only make short films, or do you have features, too?
I produced some features back in the day. Right now, I personally don't believe features make a lot of money, especially having, like, no financial value behind my name. So I try to stick with shorts and kind of build up a fan base so eventually I could do a feature.
Do you throw them all on YouTube, or do you have, like, other ways to get them out there?
I use Vimeo a lot. YouTube a lot of times censor now. I use Vimeo and the film festival route, and then my comedy stuff, I go through YouTube, of course.
So, before we get into your film, we want to discuss a little about your comedy, or do you want to do that at the end? We can do the film first, your choice.
Let's do the film first. That's the big thing I want to promote.
Okay, great. Let's promote Night Night then. So, how long has it been on the circuit? Where have you taken it?
Right now, we're still in early stages, so I hear back from 3 film festivals, hopefully next week, to see if we get in. We shot it in July, and then we did a pretty quick turnaround for post-production. We literally finished it October 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching your film. I noticed you had wallpaper, which is not something I see in a film that often anymore, or at least anything.
Well, you see, because like, when I wrote it, because I wanted to keep it authentic, because originally I wanted like to have that 1980s vibe. And that's why I put in credits like 1985, so people are like, oh, it's a period piece. So that's what we did. We're kind of paying like a homage to like John Carpenter and Joe Dante, who are like two of my biggest influences.
Okay, so we're looking at John Carpenter like The Thing and Joe Dante Gremlins, or?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get The Thing. Am I presuming she's a babysitter?
Yes, she is a babysitter, yes.
Because she didn't seem to want to get off that phone at any time.
Right? You know how babysitters are. They always want to be on the phone instead of watching the kid, right?
Oh, she definitely was enjoying her phone call.
Pretty much.
I did get that impression that she was not getting off. Is this a real life experience for you as a child being babysat?
No, it's just I grew up watching a lot of like older movies. So it just kind of like seeped into my psyche where I'm just like, oh, okay, of course I had babysitters, but wasn't as like badass this babysitter.
So, has this kid experienced monsters before?
Yes, that's the idea. It was one, like, basically, that's why he tells her to check under the bed and the closet and out the window, because he makes a reference to it, his dad always doing every night, but basically, no one believes that there's a monster living in the room. So that's the idea where they kind of have to kind of follow the story to figure out, like, oh, okay, this kid's seen this monster multiple times and no one believes him.
Okay, that's good. I'm totally with you. Where was it shot? Like, did you just assume this was the perfect bedroom, or did you go through a few bedrooms?
We were looking for quite a few locations because I'm based out in Los Angeles, and we actually shot outside of LA County because we didn't want to deal with a bunch of film permits.
That works.
So that and basically my line producer / AD, he had access to this room. So we're like, okay, let's use this room. And we pretty much like did a bunch of production design, and that's hence the wallpaper. And that's like in a story in itself where a lot of places you cannot get wallpaper.
Well, that's what I said. My first comment was the wallpaper. I'm like, I haven't seen wallpaper like forever.
It's so crazy. Like, we had, like, ordered online, and then we even had drama with that, where we ordered a wallpaper 2 weeks before shooting, and then Home Depot calls us on Wednesday, Wednesday, which is, I believe, 3 days before the shoot, to tell us that, oh, sorry, your wallpaper won't be there, so we can't set it up. So we get, like, panicked, so we try to find new wallpaper. And we had to drive all the way to Anaheim, which is in SoCal, which is 45 minutes to 50 minutes away outside of LA.
I know exactly where Anaheim is.
So we had to get that. We get the wallpaper that they're going to replace it with. And we get back to our location and we find out, this is a couple nights before the shooting. We find out the wallpaper that they replaced it with wasn't big enough. And it's like, it wouldn't even cover. I'm screwed. I'm so screwed. So Friday we go up and we're trying to figure out cheapest ways to do it, bed sheets or whatever, like panic mode. And the day before we're shooting, we get called by Home Depot the wallpaper that you originally wanted, but we were supposed to cancel, it showed up to the actual Home Depot to be ready to pick up. So we're like, okay, this might be a mixed blessing. This might be a good sign. So we're like, okay, cool. We drive there. And it's the right size and everything. We figure out, okay, it's the right size. But we go and, my AD was like, hey, let's just check and make sure it's the right wallpaper. And I'm like, oh, man, don't say that. So we open it up, and they didn't even check either. Home Depot didn't check. It wasn't the wallpaper that we originally ordered. So we're like, oh, man. So, but what the ironic thing about it was it was actually my second choice for the wallpaper, but we never actually put that in. So we're like, what? So yeah, that was a whole wallpaper drama. My DP's like we're never going to do a movie with wallpaper ever again.
Of all the things you could have problems with, maybe an actor not showing up,
wallpaper. Right, I would expect, I always try to schedule just in case if something happens. One of the crew car members, one of the crew's car actually broke down, but we got that. That got figured out really fast. But it was the wallpaper. I would think it was would be the equipment or something like that, like the cast or the crew. But nope, it was just the wallpaper.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my god! So how long did it take you to shoot 3.5, 4 minutes? Let's say.
We shot because the actual script's about 6 pages. But we just I trimmed it down a little bit too because I slash my movies like crazy where I'm just like, okay, do we need this or don't we need this? We shot about 10 hours.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I went all Stanley Kubrick mode on it because I was just like, okay, it needs to be we're shooting it, it's taking place in the 80s. We need to make sure it feels like the 80s. We need to make sure because we did a couple dolly shots and stuff, and we didn't even use the dolly. I kept with a lot of close-ups and stuff to kind of give you that claustrophobic
feeling. Oh, absolutely.
So it's that's the only thing. I was like, ugh. But I really do like how it ended up to be. It was really nice.
Oh, wow. 10 hours? I'm shocked. So where did you find your actors?
The lead actress, Tommy Vegas, she's a friend of mine. Brilliant. Low-budget actress. She actually has 2 films out right now on the film festival circuit. Features Party Night, which she plays one of the leads. And I forget which film festival she is up for an award. She's up for an award for Best Actress. And Brady Bond, the boy, he was a godsend to find because we put out tons of casting calls in L.A. And you would expect a bunch of stage moms would submit their kids. We only got 7 submissions. And I was out of all of LA, I was just like, wow, okay. And he was the one out of all the 7 kids. We sent him the script. He gave us a self-tape out of all the 7 kids. Only one who sent it to us. And he actually was really good. Blew me away. Me and my AD were whoa, this kid's freaking brilliant. And he just, I think he has an episode. He just acted in a TV show, too. What was it? MacGyver. He has an episode of MacGyver coming up soon, too.
Well, good for him.
And, yeah, I just he's a talented kid.
So there's, you keep talking about the ADs. So you're on the set, the AD's on the set, and that's pretty much about it?
No, I have my AD, who's also the line producer. I have my cinematographer. I had my sound mixer. I had a camera assistant slash, I guess, gaffer. And then I had a grip slash gaffer.
Wow.
So about 6 or 7 people on the crew.
In that room, too. Because that room does not look big.
It's still hot, too. Because, like, L.A. or in July in L.A., it's miserable. It was, like, in that room, probably was, like, 100 degrees in that room.
Oh.
And no AC.
Oh, brutal, brutal, brutal.
It was crazy.
So where did your idea come from?
I've always wanted to try a monster movie because this is the idea came out of because I'm originally going to try to shoot 3 short films. And I call them my my retro horror short film trilogy. And I'm setting in 3 different periods. I have a 1970s one, Night Nights in 1980s, and I'm setting one in the early 90s. And this one to me, I felt like would be an easier first one to shoot. So it just came up like, okay, I have 2 characters in a room talking about a monster and seeing like if it's true or not. And that's just how it came together. Like really easy. It took me like 1 day to write. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to raise some money for it. You raise the money for it. Shot in 1 day. And now here it is.
I think it's great. I think it's really fun. Wow, that is quick. I can't believe you shoot in 1 day, this and one. That's just awesome to me. 10 hours, yeah, though.
We had a budget, too. We raised $2,600 on Kickstarter.
Good work.
So it was just like, and a lot of that money went to equipment rentals because LA, that's one thing. It's like, they love taking your money. So we had to like, do that, and then then post-production, I did a lot of out-of-pocket money for that. So all together, I think the budget came out to be
$3,200. Oh, wow.
Yeah. For a short film. So it's like $1,000 per minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to ask one last question. Is the babysitter dead?
Yes. Yes, she gets dragged under the bed.
And gets eaten, I presume.
She gets eaten, yes.
I had to ask.
Exactly. We try to because I wanted to leave it to the audience imagination because I grew up reading a lot of books. So I always feel like your imagination, you'll think more. That's why like when I did the post-production, I want the sound editor to design the whole sound. Like she designed the whole sound for that sequence.
Okay.
I wanted to make like have all the sound effects and everything. And the audience could be just like, okay, what happened? What is it? How and it kind of visual because your imagination is like your own worst enemy.
Oh, I agree.
So that's how I looked at it, and I was just like, so far, people have seen it. They've been giving me really good feedback. They wish it was longer, but I'm pretty happy with the end results so far.
Oh, I think it's great. So you also said you're a comedian. How does that work? Do you stand up or?
I just stand up. I've been doing stand up, and I also do sketch comedy for the last 7 years because that's where where my bread and butter is. So a lot of people kind of forget that I'm a legit filmmaker because I've been making films for about 14 years now, but I've been mainly focusing on comedy for the last 7 years. So a lot of people kind of like, oh, the comedy, oh, you just do comedy, da, 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 da. And then they see this movie and they're like, oh, okay. He still makes movies.
Have you done any festival touring?
I have actually done it. My last, as I call it, my last few legit movies were around 2009, 2010, like before the whole like DVD kind of collapse and stuff where a lot of people were like not making no money anymore. I did a lot of film festivals, and then that's before I went into comedy.
Sure, I was asking about your comedy. Have you done any comedy festivals?
Oh, comedy festivals? I've done a couple. I've done done some stuff for the Sacramento Comedy Spot, which is in Sacramento. Some Bay Area stuff. And I do a lot of stuff in Los Angeles where I'm based. I haven't done too much road work right now.
Okay, so maybe I'll see. I go to Just for Laughs every year in Montreal.
Oh, nice, nice.
So I've been going there for about 25 years, 26 years.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get into.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's very competitive, very brutal.
Oh, I don't know. I just go and see them, so I don't really see.
Oh, yeah. It's like all the stories people can tell.
So, what's up next for you? Is there going to be, I guess you just told me, I guess I'm seeing a 90s short film and a 2000 short film from you?
Yeah. Basically, I'm in pre-production for the 1980s version. And then I have the 1970s, because I'm trying to shoot both of them between January and April, because I want to try to get two of them done so I could send them to, like, Shriek Fest and stuff next year.
Awesome. I think that's great. I wish I had more questions for you, but your film was a little short, micro short, so but we can extend it and have some fun questions, so do what you want with them.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Okay, what's your favorite film?
My favorite film? Oh, that's a good one.
It can be more than one.
Yeah, because up there, I'm like, I love, like, for comedy, I love Clerks.
Oh, see, Clerks is brilliant to me.
I love it because the comedy writing for it is just perfect, spot on.
Okay, now I can ask somebody a question. And you watch? Have you seen the extended version of Clerks with the alternative ending?
Oh, yes.
What do you think of that?
I liked it. I see where they were going with it. But I just, like, I felt like, so the theatrical version, the first cut of it,
yes,
better. I felt like when you have limitations,
yes,
I think it makes it better.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I don't like the alternative ending because I think it kind of ruins the story.
Yeah, it just made it go to, like, do like a 180. You're like, what?
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree.
And I'm a big Kevin Smith fan too, so I'm like, I love his stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yoga Hosers?
I actually liked it. I thought it was weird. Just tonight, like, I like weird shit. So I'm like, I think it was just the right enough weirdness. And then, of course, Johnny Depp, his character kills me. I love it. It's so weird.
I don't know. Being from Canada, listen, butcher the Canadian national anthem continuously was a little much. I'm like, okay, Kevin.
I think this, like, that's the thing with his movies, is they're tongue-in-cheek, but they're all in fun. It's not like some comedy, like, I like edgy comedy where it's like you push the envelope, but it's just like when you see it, like, oh, it's just Kevin Smith. That's how I look at it.
I don't know. I think Kevin Smith's become a mockery of Kevin Smith.
I can see people seeing that.
I just think he's gone off the deep end. I think he needs to just rein it back in. And, like, I love Chasing Amy. I love – I don't see that writing now I used to.
Yeah, but it's also too, is like, when he's older, he has a family. I think his daughter now is, like, of age. Like, his daughter's adult.
Yeah, she's doing acting now.
Yeah, she was in – yeah. Trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, the older you get, I think people kind of change. I'm just waiting for him to do, like some dramas now. That's what I'm waiting for. Like, when that time where, like, you know, like, Steven Spielberg all of a sudden, like, okay, I want to do art films now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just waiting for what Kevin Smith to go that, where it's like, oh, I'm getting older. I need to do an art film.
Well, see, I thought Red State was kind of where he was going with art films.
Yeah. I love that movie, too. I just think he just went a different direction. Like, he's hit and miss. Like, out of all his movies, like his comedies, I love Clerks, I love Chasing Amy. Mallrats, I'm kind of on.
Well, I'm a huge Mallrats fan. Mallrats makes me laugh.
It's just like, I don't know, there's something about it kind of irks me sometimes.
Can I still say, get that kid off the escalator to my random friends when I see one? Because it makes me laugh so hard, that one scene.
It was funny. There's something about it, I don't know, it's just like, something there just kind of irks me a little bit about it.
Oh, no, it's the ending. It's just, the game show is too dull.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I love Dogma. I think that's well written.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was a brilliant script, too.
So, there you go. Okay, well, maybe we've answered my next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It's Friday night. Your friends come over. What do you put on for them?
It depends. A lot of my friends don't like comedy stuff, so we usually would watch, like, horror films or some really weird experimental foreign stuff.
Okay. Like, are we going to Argenta?
Say what?
Are we going to Dario Argenta for some Sephora, or are we going?
Maybe. I've always liked those stuff. Like, that's my next one, like the 1970s one. We're very Dario Argento inspired, which Dario Argento is another big influence of mine. That most definitely, 80s, you know, I love 80s horror. I love like the old, like, B movies. I just love the B movies.
So we're going Ghoulies?
Like,
Leprechaun?
Leprechaun's all right.
Maniac Cop? Like, I'll give you some options.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I don't know, Maniac Cop? I'm trying to think of some old 80s.
Ooh, Cop's good. Ooh, I love that one. That's a good choice.
I just sat through eight movies of The Howling, which are just terrible.
I like the first one. What was it? I just saw one the other day. Pumpkinhead. Like, I haven't seen that one for such a long time. I just watched it the other night. I was just like, oh my God, I totally forgot Stan Winston directed that. I was just like, are you kidding?
I've never seen Pumpkinhead off the edge of my list. There's an 80s horror I have not seen.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead is one of them. There was this other movie in 1981 called Prowler. It's so out there, so weird. It's like this Nazi who kills like college kids.
You know, I'm looking this up while you talk, so I'm going to go look like, this up because like, I've never heard of it, Prowler. Yeah, 81. Here it is.
Yeah. And that one, it's just out there.
Oh, it's got Lawrence Tierney in it. I have to watch it. And Farley Granger.
Yeah, it has good people in it.
Oh, great. I'm going to have to check that one out. There you go. Okay. Well, the last question's really easy.
Okay.
You're in the theater. You're sitting down. What do you buy at the concession stand?
Oh, man. Popcorn and Junior Mints. You can mix them.
Oh, there you go.
That's how I roll.
Well, that's all my questions for you. Got anything else you want to add or anything that I haven't touched on?
I'm trying to think. Promote it night. I have two more short films I'm going to shoot soon.
Maybe we can talk about where you can find your film.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, right now, because on film festivals, I can't show it publicly yet.
Okay.
They're very strict because we're actually like, there's one festival we're waiting to hear back and we might be up for awards for. So I'm like, trying to keep so I don't get disqualified. So that when we're done with the film festivals, I have some interest from Crypt TV, or I might just self-distribute it through Vimeo.
Awesome. That's great.
That's the goal so far, so we'll see what happens. But I'm enjoying the process and kind of like listen to like feedback from reviews and film festivals and kind of doing that route.
I think that's awesome. Well, I want to thank you for your time and thank you for letting me see your short, micro awesome. Short. I quite liked it.
That's great. I'm surprised people really, really like it. Like usually most of my projects that aren't considered comedy, I usually get like 2.5, 3 stars. And the other day I just got a 4 out of 5 and I was like, yes.
Well, that's great. Glad to hear it. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay. Bye-bye.